It's 8:37, 23 before the hour. Joining us now, our constitutional resident expert, Michael Peruca. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, good morning, Sean. How you doing today?
We're doing fine. These are troubling times in which we live.
Yes, sir. I've been listening to your commentary and your talking. These are troubling times.
Yeah. So, again, the president right now, we're looking at his best path in the courts. And it seems to me one of those will be the path that obviously state legislatures constitutionally are the ones that make the election law.
Yes. Interestingly, we talk about the national public, the national vote all the time, the popular vote. There really is no such thing constitutionally as a national popular vote. We have an electoral college, and that's not the way the president is chosen. There is a constitutional process. But it doesn't involve media pundits or popularity polls or network projections. It involves the state sending electors. Electors' ballots are sealed and sent to the president of the Senate, and then he opens them in the presence of the Congress assembled and determines whether that the tally adds up to enough to elect somebody president. But that's the constitutional way that the election process under Article 12. Under the 12th Amendment, mm-hmm. which augments and changes somewhat Article 2, Section 1. So the president right now needs to get that tally into a situation. He's trying to use the courts as an arbiter of these election malfeasance and all the reports. He's trying to use the courts as a methodology to affect the tally of those ballots that the president of the Senate, which is the vice president of the United States, will open in Washington. So, but interestingly, I don't think he has to actually rely on the courts. I think he should, but he can rely on himself. There is a path, I believe, and it involves the 14th Amendment. There's a statute that was passed way back in 1871. It's nothing new. That has to do with the 14th Amendment, and it has to do, it's under Section 253 of Title 10, and under that statute, the president can take such measures as he considers necessary to suppress in any state any insurrection, domestic violence, unlawful combination, or conspiracy if in his judgment it so hinders the execution of the laws of that state, such as the right to free and fair elections, that any part or class of the people is deprived of a right, privilege, or immunity or protection named in the Constitution, like an election. So in other words, he himself has the opportunity to be the arbiter. He can declare that because these free elections didn't take place, these votes won't be counted. Now that, Sean, is a nuclear option.
Yeah, that would be a real nuclear option. But doesn't he have to provide some evidence of that? He just can't proclaim it to be so because he wants it to be.
Well, that's true, except he really only has to do that for the sake of public opinion. He doesn't have to prove that to a court in under the scenario that I'm describing. And, again, I'm saying this is a nuclear option, Sean, but I've made the case before, and I think others have as well, that we are actually at war presently. There's a civil war going on. I mean, the violence in the streets, the lootings, the arsons, the lockdowns, the restrictions, the destruction of the economy, all of these things as a piece, all trace back to the same place, the whole COVID scare, if you will, and what it's done to the culture and all and how that has affected the mail, led to the mail-in votes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So all of that traced back to the same source and part of the same piece, if you will. So although what I'm describing is something that is very, you wouldn't really even want it to have to happen. I believe if you consider the fact that there's a war going on against the American Constitutional Republic, which I believe there is, and I believe our governor and other governors are part of that. They're enemy combatants in this thing. So I know that sounds very, as I say, very nuclear, but well, I do believe that that's a valid path that does exist.
If you're not going to adhere to the rule of law and the Constitution of the United States, then you're an enemy to that Constitution, that's for sure. Do you think that the president's, one of his arguments is that all of these states that changed election law without state legislature approval, the Supreme Court is going to knock all those ballots out if it gets to the Supreme Court?
Well, I hope they do. I think the argument is a valid one, because that's not the constitutional procedure for changing election laws. The states have the ability to change their election laws, but just like the governor is doing these mandates and edicts and orders and whatever else you want to call them, it can't be done that way. Law comes through legislatures, and we have a separation of powers, we have a constitution, and violence has been done to the constitution by our governors, et cetera. So no, I think it's a valid argument. I think the president does have a path, and if I know about it, I'm sure he knows about it.
We only have about a minute left, and I just wanted to get your thoughts because these lockdowns, which you're getting at, we got the brown shirts in Oregon now. We got people telling us how many people we can have at our Thanksgiving table. We have sheriffs saying we're not going to comply. The Constitution has never paused for any crisis, correct?
Right. There's no COVID exception to the Bill of Rights or the Constitution. Absolutely. All these things are totally, absolutely unlawful. And the argument that they might be scientific or necessary, really, you don't even have to go into that argument. They're not lawful. Forget whether they're reasonable. You and I know that they're not reasonable. It reminds me of the old Groucho Marx line. He says, "Who are you going to believe, me or your own eyes?" Right? What's happening is unreasonable, unseasonable. But the point is, Sean, it's unlawful.
Right, and that's another ongoing education for the court of public opinion, for sure. Michael Peruca, it's, again, TheAmericanView.com. What's the website again?
TheAmericanView.com.
.com, that's what I thought. All right. Thanks, Michael. Always a pleasure.
Great to be with you, sir.
All right. That's Michael Peruca. You can learn more about the Constitution there.